Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in downtown Cairo to talk to the owners of the recently opened Old Factory Brewing Company, Tim Cornelison Sr. and Tim Cornelison Jr. Anchoring this small town in Greene County, and not too far from Delightful Bites by Nina, a new bakery, and the Red Rooster Roadhouse, this historic brick building was originally a beverage bottling plant that was cast aside for decades. And now this father and son team has brought it back to life. There's a massive 5,000 square foot tasting room, an outdoor beer garden, and a long porch that overlooks Main Street. It's a perfect spot to enjoy a drink on a sunny day. So tell me what you know about the history of the building and what you did to restore and renovate it.
So this building that's housing the brewery was built in 1902 over the foundation of the original bottling plant that burned down in 1900, to the best of my knowledge. And that building was built sometime in the 1850s. There's a hand-dug well down there that they used to pull all of the water for all of the various beverages that were produced in here. And they bottled in here until the mid-60s.
Do you know what it was called back then?
M.W. White.
Yep, and then Jacobs
and
before
then
that.
Jacobs bottling. Before that. It sat vacant for about 10 years, and then sometime in the 70s, it was renovated into a thermostat factory.
Really?
Yep, and they ran until April of 2012. They were kind of a quiet, like, not open to the public business.
Yeah.
So. We've had customers come in that are married that met at Bilby Controls in the 70s.
No way.
Yeah. As employees. It's pretty neat. Yeah.
Wow.
And a lot of people that grew up, like, in this neighborhood on this side of town, in that vacant period, they used to come and, like, run around and hang out as young teenagers. And,
yeah, sneaking in?
Yeah, sneaking in and exploring the old factory.
Oh, wow.
There were still, like, conveyor belts and stuff in here, so you still like slide all the way down the whole length of the building on the conveyors.
I drove past this building so many times since I've lived in Round Top, and I never really knew what it was. It always seemed like a bit of a mystery. How did you find out about its availability, and how did you know you wanted to acquire it?
We came to find this property for our drinking water and wastewater treatment company. So we come from water wastewater treatment. It's actually how I started brewing, and we were trying to move out of this single bay of his two-bay garage that we were working out of.
And where was
basically
that?
Basically a kitchen business in Saugerties. And now we're building projects bigger than the garage, so we needed space. And
we found it online. I'm pretty sure we were sitting in the kitchen looking at properties.
Yeah. And it worked out.
And what was the first thing you had to do when you acquired it?
Order a dumpster.
Yeah, maybe one or two. And what was that whole process like?
It was, moving in was kind of a crazy process because we had to transform this into our workshop as well as continue building the projects that we had on the table. So there was a table in the middle of the tasting room here, and we took all the crap off of that, pulled out an extension cord and kind of got
and
to work
started.
And in between
swept
the floor.
Space is bigger, you know, to make a bigger and bigger area.
So you just kind of taught yourself on the job how to build a brewery?
Well, no, that was building water and wastewater treatment equipment. So the entire city of Albany's chlorination equipment was built right here.
Oh, wow.
It feeds all of Albany. Newburgh's drinking water treatment systems were for their chemical feed was built here. Coxsackie, I think we have some in Windham and Hunter.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we moved that business from here. To over there.
Oh, wow.
So that business kind of transferred from our day job to our night job.
Yeah.
Right.
So we were building here for 5 years before we became brewers.
So coming from understanding the mechanics of, I guess, water and wastewater?
Yep, wastewater treatment as well.
And what inspired you to actually start a brewery? Was it the building or was it the brew? Which came first?
The building was here first. When we bought this building, neither of us actually knew how to make beer, which is how I started home brewing, because we were working with breweries and
with our other business, selling equipment into breweries.
Yep.
So to make better treatment equipment, we started home brewing, and then he got the passion for it and said, 4 years later, I'm switching teams.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be a brewer.
That's an amazing evolution, because you must know everything about the sort of mechanics and the science of...
Yeah, water chemistry, biology, it's all tied in together.
The tanks and pumps and pH probes and analytical equipment equipment used in a water and wastewater plant.
Oh, that's really interesting.
You just get a different end product.
Yeah.
A better end product, because it's beer.
Yeah, exactly. And what type of beers are you brewing?
Right now, a little bit of everything. There's not a lot that we haven't done. Everything from a really, really delicious stout all the way down to a under 4% blonde ale.
Double IPA
today. Double IPA we're brewing right now.
And who makes the recipes?
That would be me.
And how do you divide your workload?
It's kind of a family affair. Youngest brother also works here in the kitchen, and my wife works here also, and as serving. And I do the kind of the water chemistry side, and he does the grain bill side, and then I build stuff.
You make stuff.
Yeah, I make stuff.
Oh, family businesses are their best.
This building was a family business, as Jacobs and White Bottling Works, they were all just small family businesses for years.
And speaking of family, you mentioned to me that your family has a long history in this part of New York State.
Oh yeah, I'm 11th generation, and he is 12th generation.
And if you keep going, Dutch, you're going to have the 13th.
13th generation coming soon.
Oh, yeah, nice. I wonder what your ancestors would think of your brewery. So this space is so big. What other activities do you do here?
We've had music, live music every Saturday night through the summer in the beer garden. Through the fall, we've moved a couple bands inside when it's gotten chilly. This weekend, we're doing a fundraiser with the Carroll Rotary, raising money for the EMS to get equipment for the ambulances, which is going to be great. Tickets at the door are $25, and that's 8 p.m. to midnight this Saturday.
Halloween,
day before Halloween, yep. Halloween party, dress-up costume party, if you'd like. There's prizes and stuff for best costumes, and it's going to be a fun community event.
I was going to say, coming from Saugerties to Cairo, as the locals say, Cairo, it's not Cairo, right. Egypt. How have you been received by the local community?
Pretty well.
I mean, we've been here since 2015. It was hard to tell for 5 years because it was just us and a couple employees. And so it looked still abandoned because, we weren't open to the public.
Yeah, and working behind the scenes.
But over that period of time, we got to know a lot of the locals, and now that we're open, we've got great community support. We did, a number of community fundraisers, too.
We had a dog show to benefit the Saugerties Animal Shelter.
Wait, what? How did I miss that?
First annual Caro Dog Show, and next September we'll have the second annual dog show.
What happened at the dog show? I have a dog. I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, so we had...
It was a vendor fair, so we had 24 vendors.
Craft vendors and things that have to do with animals.
Was it here in the back in the beer garden?
Yeah, we parked all the cars across the street.
That is so fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had four bands, and then we had a dog show where people made a donation, and you get to prance with your dog, and had a commentator, and gave out prizes for, funniest looking dog, best dressed dog.
Were you the judge?
I was not. They had people from the shelter and some other dog experts in that did that.
That is so sweet. I can't wait to come
to that
next year.
Had a motorcycle ride that they ended up here, kind of like a poker run type event. And it was a great event for getting started as an annual festival and a fundraiser. We're dog friendly. So our beer garden is dog friendly. We have a water bowl out there and one on the beer porch.
Dog friendly businesses are the best. So here in the Northern Catskills and over into the Hudson Valley, there's a number of breweries. Do you find people doing sort of like brewery tours and distillery tours?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah, on weekends we'll get limousines and buses and of people pulling in. And a lot of them call, some of them don't because they just know we're big enough. And 20 people will jump off and come in and, sample beers and our fine food and then jump back on the bus and go to the next one.
And they keep going.
So I don't know if it's anything organized yet, but I think down the road we'll probably develop something for Greene County as a beer trail that's organizing.
The drinking tour,
right.
That's the best kind of tour.
Yep.
I want to do that.
And I'd like to probably try to include some of the resorts because they have a whole list of great things to offer people
yeah.
that people don't even know that there's these great resorts in Round Top.
In Round Top, there's so many, and they still hold strong to the traditions of having really large community events, whether it's
right.
sports and soccer or Oktoberfest, pig roast, those just keep going on.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, I'm so glad you're here to revitalize and beautify downtown Cairo.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.